Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to go from the Freedom Caucus over to India. Lloyd Austin, our Secretary of Defense, he's a pretty darn good Secretary of Defense, has had a busy couple of days. In a press conference, he hinted that India's purchase of Russian missile systems could lead to sanctions. Now, what does that mean? India is our ally. Think of this. India has about 1.3 billion people. China has about 1.5 billion people, both very fine people and all very accomplished people, but also with very fractured societies right next to each other. There's only about 7.5 billion people in the world. They have 2.8 billion. I mean, they have well over a third of the population of the entire planet right over there. They have to feed them. They have to find them employment. They have to somehow order them in a civilized fashion. China's done it with communism. India has done it with democracy left over from the British occupation that ended back in 1948. So why is India our ally buying Russian missile systems? Here's what's going on. Here, let me break through this. Turkey has bought a Russian missile system. They are in NATO. Turkey's in NATO. But Turkey is very, very conflicted, and we have put sanctions on them for doing that. Now, India's done it. Why do we not want people buying Russian missile systems? For one thing, that gives the Russians an entree into those countries, into their defense department, meeting with their defense people. Makes them not as committed allies to us as they could be. And also, frankly, technologically, let the Russians spy on their missile capability. We are willing to sell missile systems ourselves, but the Russians are willing to do anything, much more than we are willing to do in terms of supplying arms. So we have to be careful. We don't want to sanction India. India, Japan, South Korea, Australia are part of our coalition to contain communist China. We can't have that broken and fractured. So what Lloyd Austin is doing is, with this initial hint, make it clear to India's leaders that they better back off this purchase. And the fact is, no matter what anybody says, if the United States sanctions anybody economically, that is the 800-pound gorilla sanctioning them. Nobody wants it. And that's how you conform people's conduct to our foreign policy. The reason that we are trying to contain communist China, let me give you another example. There's a lot of anger in Canada right now because China has just put in a secret trial with nobody permitted to come in and see it, a Canadian businessman named Michael Spavitt. He's Canadian. He's doing business over in China. They grab the guy, say he's a spy. They have a closed door trial. You know, you don't have a jury over there. You have three members of the Communist Party glaring at you, realizing if they don't convict you, their relatives will pay a price. Why are they doing it? Why is China doing it? China's doing it because a vice chairman of Huawei, you've heard of Huawei, H-U-A-W-E-I, 5G company. They steal technology, and they're going around trying to sell their system in Europe and apparently in Canada, and they had the vice president. We had a warrant out for her arrest, the vice president of Huawei, for a number of felonies. And Canada got her. She happened to fly through Canada, and they put her in jail, and China said, you better release her. And Canada wouldn't, so they grab a Canadian businessman. Now, let me try to ratchet this down a little bit. Let's put a little common sense in all this. You cannot have America and China continuing this kind of public, in an odd way, trivial set of tit for tat. You just can't have it. We are the greatest economic power in the world. They are number two. We are the greatest military power by a factor of 10. Culturally, in our constitution, product of the Enlightenment and a Western civilization, we are the standard to which everybody in the world aspires. Our continued ascendancy and our continued example is absolutely essential to keep the world together. That's why when Biden got elected, Trump had been in effect a Russian agent. Everybody from Canada to Japan said, the U.S. is back. Well, if China is going to be grabbing businessmen and jailing them from the West, there's a lot of business done in China, simply because we catch a thief, somebody who steals intellectual property, somebody who undermines our country, you can't have that. I mean, you simply can't have it. You don't want war over something like that. So my suggestion, I've said it before and I'll say it again, the one thing that China does not have is prestige. It does not have, it's not a normal country. It's a communist country. No communist country is a normal country. It's authoritarian. People are brutally treated. They love to come to the United States. They love to come to U.S. universities. They love to steal intellectual property, but they also love the prestige of a degree from a United States university and to hone their English. And it's quite simple. In my view, the first thing you do is say, nobody or no relative of the Chinese Communist Party, the Politburo, which has a couple hundred people, gets a visa in the United States anymore. And for a year, none of their students get visas to study over here. And they can go to whatever universities they want in Asia, and that's it. And then you meet with them privately. I am not a fan, and we may talk about this later in the show, of this nya-nya, tit-for-tat, up in Alaska, between Tony Blinken and Jake Sullivan, and the guys from the Chinese side. That was not unnecessary as a public matter. In these negotiations, what you do is you talk for a couple of minutes, and then you have private meetings. And you tell them what you think. Period, end of story. And so ratcheting this up to it, but public dispute is not in our interest, but that is what is happening. Stay tuned. You know, a lot of people see something about foreign policy in the newspaper, and they snore. They go, they snore. They fall asleep. Well, you don't fall asleep. This is essential to the well-being of our country. It's essential to the well-being of our country. There's a January 6th commission, you know that. Bipartisan, let's get at the causes of it. The Republicans are stalling it. They're saying that it's a fight over the scope. What do you mean the scope? It was a commission to investigate who was there. You know, there's a grand jury looking at it too, but investigate who is there, how to stop it in the future, what kind of security you need, let the chips fall where they may. The Republicans, the Freedom Caucus, and Kevin McCarthy, who's a slave to them, and the 140 Republicans who refused to accept the certification, all going, well, we don't need it. So they get on it to stymie it. In my opinion, what I'd say if I were Nancy Pelosi is put a few more Democrats on. She can do whatever she wants and come up with some findings. Use staff, the heck with the Republicans. And if they object, they're going to look pretty sad, pretty stupid. Because everybody watched it on TV and they watched cops being beaten and a cop murdered, a cop with his eyes gouged out, and a couple of brain damaged officers. But the Republicans are stalling, believe it or not, the January 6th commission. We're going to the break. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.